Page 21. Measure number 24-426, North Marion School District number 15. Referred to the people by the district board. Bonds to upgrade and expand school facilities improve safety. Question, shall North Marion School District issue $42,200,000 in bonds to upgrade, expand, and remodel facilities and receive a $4 million state grant? If the bonds are approved, they will be payable from taxes on property or property ownership that are not subject to the limits of Sections 11 and 11B, Article 11 of the Oregon Constitution. Summary, the district has been awarded a $4 million state grant provided that these bonds are approved. If this measure is approved, bonds and grant funds are expected to fund Phase 1 high school rebuild and improvements for the vocational and technical education programs, improved safety and security campus-wide and technology improvements, reinvestments in current building assets including, but not limited to, heating and ventilation, roofs and parking lots, improved traffic flow projects, repayment of loan for primary school roof, improved grounds and athletic facilities, site improvements, demolition, furnishing and equipment, and fees associated with bond issuance costs. The district would establish a citizen oversight committee to ensure bond proceeds are used for purposes indicated. Bonds would mature in not to exceed 31 years from issuance. The estimated tax rate is $1.86 per $1,000 of assessed property value. Actual levy rate may differ due to changes in interest rates and/or assessed value. Explanatory statement, North Marion School District is seeking a $42.2 million bond measure to renovate, construct, and modernize existing facilities and district property. The district has been awarded a $4 million state grant if voters approve the bonds. If voters do not approve, these funds will be diverted to another district. An oversight committee will meet regularly to track progress and report monthly to the school board. This bond is expected to fund the following projects. Capital repairs, replace roofs. Primary school, install metal roof, completed summer 2017. Bond would repay loan for this work, freeing up operating dollars. Intermediate school, remove failing roof and replace with built-up roof system. Middle school, remove and replace with metal roofing. Heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, all schools require repair or complete replacement of old, non-working equipment. Parking and improved traffic flow, realign fire lanes, improve parking lot and traffic flow in various locations for safety. Safety and security, at all schools create controlled entry areas, create line of sight for front office staff, add security system controls at prime entries, add camera systems, classroom locks, and emergency communication systems. Vocational education, career and technical, renovate vocational technical education facilities. High school, two-story replacement and modernization. New two-story wing to replace two small aged academic wings. This will include science labs, library, business labs, and front office. This will also increase number of classrooms. Track improvements, remove old surface, repair grading, install drainage, resurface track. High school gym, 1, seismic and upgrades. The district received a state grant of $1.4 million to bring the oldest gym to seismic code, which includes structural improvements, replacing roof and floor, mechanical systems, lighting and bleachers, new paint and finishes. The total cost for the upgrade is approximately $2 million, with bond providing approximately $600,000. High school basement upgrades, locker and weight rooms. Renovate to include finishes, fixtures, and mechanical systems. Renovate middle school locker rooms. Expand, update, and reconfigure spaces. Restroom additions and remodel, PS, IS, MS. Add restrooms and refurbish existing ones. Outdoor play areas, primary and intermediate. Build 2 covered play areas and reconfigure playgrounds. Central kitchen equipment upgrades. Replace existing walk-in freezer. Repair existing walk-in cooler. Middle school enclosure of front courtyard. Enclose area for safety and security. Exterior finish to protect public investment. Primary, repaint siding and redo window sealants. Intermediate, replace exterior doors, frames, and hardware. High, replace siding on gymnasiums 1 and 2. Replace windows in remaining academic wing. what would the bond cost? This bond measure would cost the property taxpayer an estimated $1.86 per $1,000 assessed property value. For a home within the North Marion School District area with an assessed value of $100,000, the annual property tax is estimated to increase by $48 over the amount paid on the current bond, which is set to expire June 2018. Ginger S. Redlinger, Superintendent, North Marion School District. Page 23, measure number 24-426, argument in favor. Vote yes for North Marion students. North Marion High School was built in 1949. The newest building is 20 years old. Education for career paths today were only dreams back then. High school career readiness education has evolved over generations of technology development. Our students' education must include the ability to teach these new technologies to give our next generation of workers the opportunity to succeed. We cannot allow our aging buildings to be the limitation of our children's success. The Facilities Committee, made up of local parents, teachers, and administrators, considered the status of our current buildings and created the plan for what our schools need. The plan highlights the most critical needs of our district to maintain a quality education for our children. Career opportunities today were not invented 20 years ago. It has been 20 years since our last bond investment in our school buildings. This bond will create modern career and technical education, or CTE, pathways. It will update our science and CTE classrooms to have the new technologies. It will allow new education methods to be available to our students, including online and collaborative learning with colleges and businesses. Students deserve our support. The increase rate over the current bond is estimated at $48 per $100,000 annually. That is $8 per month for a $200,000 tax-assessed value home. The value of the supported school district increases the value of the community as well as gives our students success with being career-ready. Added classroom space and improved environment allow our students to focus on their future careers. Please join our school board in supporting education in our community by voting yes for our kids. North Marion School Board, measure number 24-426. Another argument in favor. North Marion students and schools need our help. Oregon does not provide money for districts to build or renovate schools. That money needs to come from bonds that are passed by the community. It's time to reinvest in our kids. The bulk of this bond will go to the high school, a 60-year-old building that desperately needs renovation. In addition, vital maintenance issues at all schools will be addressed, as well as important improvements to safety and traffic flow. Communities that recognize and invest in their children's education and growth reap huge rewards. Those rewards can be seen in increased property values, opportunities for college and career and technical jobs. Great things are happening at North Marion. We are so proud of our kids and the great strides that are being made educationally, athletically, and as a culturally diverse community. However, having to take a test in a classroom that's too hot and is overcrowded can be challenging. Trying to find recess options for young students in inclement weather can be difficult. Dropping off a student in the car lane on a busy school morning can be tricky. School staff do a great job with what they have, but all these issues could be addressed by passing this bond. The time is now. Our kids' futures are too important. Passage of this bond can result in a great return on our investment. Please support this measure and say yes for our children and our community. This information furnished by Bill Graup, North Marion School Board. This information furnished by Heidi Johnson, North Marion Parents. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the argument. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. Page 24, another argument in favor. Vote yes for great schools, North Marion 24-426. Great schools equal great community equals strong economy. Schools are the foundation of a community's future. Great schools prove the community's commitment to the future. By investing in our schools, we create a region where businesses can rely on great leaders for the future. Creating career-ready students in today's technology-based economy ensures that businesses will always find a great home here in the North Marion community. Great schools create community value. Great schools are the foundation for great communities. They draw families and businesses to our area, improving the value of our region. As our local businesses grow, they need young adults educated in the modern skills in today's developing economy. Great schools give young students hope as they learn career skills that are relevant to new technology. Students need to know they are prepared for their future. Great environment is needed for quality education. Old buildings should not be the cause of limiting our students' success. The increased rate over the current bond is estimated at $48 per $100,000 annually. The facilities committee, consisting of local parents, district teachers and leaders, and local businesses, determined that these upgrades are the most critical for our buildings. They include more classrooms, safety upgrades, environmental upgrades, and career readiness, or CTE, improvements. All students in every building will benefit from this bond. Great graduates equal great employees. Many of our local businesses are growing and need new employees with a strong foundation in today's modern technology. As our technology sectors head towards a large retirement wave, silver tsunami, now is the time to deliver young educated adults to learn from the experience and knowledge of our most experienced members of our community. Please join the mayors of North Marion in supporting education by voting yes for our kids. North Marion Mayors Bill Graup, Aurora, Thea Estes, Hubbard, Rick Olmsted, Donald. This information furnished by Bill Graup, North Marion Mayors. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does this county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar. And here's another argument in favor on page 24. The North Marion School District facilities are one of the only locations available where the youth, pre-K through 8th grade, have an opportunity to participate in healthy athletic play. The youth sports is an extremely important organized extracurricular program that offers the youth exercise, leadership, teamwork, and interpersonal skills. It is important that the program has fields that are safe for the kids to play on, space to expand and include more children, and the ability to have parking. The proposed bond will increase parking and improve the overall maintenance and facilities on the school grounds. The bond also increases field space in order to accommodate more programs. Countless families will benefit from their children continuing to have healthy extracurricular options. In addition, the improvement of the school grounds increases the opportunities for the youth athletics program to have community fundraisers, such as an additional ball field that could be used for tournaments. These fundraisers can bring in thousands of dollars that can be reinvested in the school grounds and maintenance. The bond not only improves the academic and safety experience for the district students, but also their overall health and well-being. This information furnished by Christy Van Vleck, North Marion Youth Athletics. The printing of this argument does not constitute an endorsement by Marion County, nor does the county warrant the accuracy or truth of any statements made in the arguments. Marion County does not correct errors in spelling or grammar.